Power Song, What a Day. And page 607. Again, amen.
Yes.
Oh, but there's a time, they're called dispensations of time, and we are in the, I believe, towards the end of the dispensation of the Gentile age. All right, I see some things coming, and what I've seen, or what I believe that the word has, I'm not telling you I have a new revelation, not at all. I'm saying there's an old revelation that we're seeing come to fruition, come to pass. What we're seeing right now is what Daniel saw. His was a true prophecy, so I'm just repeating what he saw. He saw out of the 10 horns that came up off of the beast, there was a little horn that came up. And we started talking about this little horn last week. And so what Daniel was seeing is that there's a man that's coming on the scene that has a lot to say. There's a man that's coming on the scene that's going to be able to rule the nations. There's a man coming on the scene that has an ability to rip out three of the other horns, three of the other nations up by the roots and put them out of the way, their king. And this little horn that's coming up is going to be able to rule the world. Amen?
Amen.
I knew all of these scriptures from a youth. All right, but I really didn't think that I would see that. I really didn't think that my physical eyes would see the days that we're living in.
That's right.
Folks, we got something that's happening.
Yes.
Do not be deceived.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
Don't be deceived. We are in a time where I never, people, I never imagined in all of my days that something small like a virus would scare the church so bad that we would not come together.
Right.
Amen. I never thought that I would see a government to have the audacity to tell us not to join each other. Right? They don't have the right. We are the people of God. We are the church.
Amen.
All right? And until Jesus comes back, we're going to gather.
Yes.
All right? And until he that letteth is taken out of the way, we're going to gather. And that's where we'll be looking today, this morning, by the grace of God. We're going to be looking at some things. And the title of this message is kind of like the title of last week's message, since it's part two. All right? It's the little horn and the falling away. The little horn rising and the falling away. And what got me on this mindset and into this trajectory of teaching, which really moved me away from what the Lord started telling me to teach at the beginning of the year. I guess for y'all who don't know me, who've never heard me talk before, I love ya. Buckle up, it might be a little confusing because I'm just weird like that, but God's good. What the Lord told me to teach at the beginning of the year was about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. And so I set in my mind, all right, this is what I'm going to teach all year long. There's plenty of literature. There's plenty of stuff. Jesus, when he sat down, all he talked about was the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God and this thing that is coming, right? And then this happens. We're still talking about the kingdom of God, but there's a present time that we need to be concerned about, all right? Now, there is a kingdom of heaven, amen, absolutely. And we're supposed to seek the kingdom of heaven with all that we have. Know this, that no matter what happens on this planet, on this earth, we have a kingdom promised by Jesus Christ, right? We have a promise sitting on the right hand of the Father. We have an intercessor. We have a Lord. We have a God who loves you. And he said he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. But he did say that we're going to have tribulation in the last times. Church, are you buckled up? All right? A lot of folks teach that there will be a rapture, and there will be a rapture. A lot of people tell you that there will be a rapture before any of these things happen. I don't see that yet, okay? There is a rapture, amen. I know there's a rapture. There's a catching away. But I also know that Jesus said that he's going to separate the tares from the wheat.
Yes.
That's going to be painful. All right, there's going to be painful. There will be the true church of Jesus Christ, those who really, truly believe and live by their faith. And then there's those others who have been coming to church for a long time and speaking but never turning their hearts, never truly being converted by the power of God.
Right.
And God says, I got to make a division here. I got to make a separation here. I'm going to separate the sheep from the goats. I'm going to separate the tares from the wheat. Yeah. And people, I believe that we are at the verge of that separation. We're seeing those who truly believe in the power, in the resurrection power of God, and those who have said that they believe it, but there's not much conversion in their actions.
Shrine's coming.
Amen. Absolutely. And so as we're in coming up on this time period, Paul wrote to the church of Thessalonica in 2 Thessalonians. You can open up your Bibles there. You're going to find that I'm going to tell you to open your Bibles a lot, because it does not matter what I say.
Amen.
Amen. I am just a mouthpiece. I'm known better off as an animated dirt ball. All right? I'm just made out of the dust of the earth. And God, now we're walking around. And God has allowed us to know these things. Now, when Paul wrote this to the church of Thessalonica, it was around AD 50 or AD 51. From that date till this date is approximately 2,000 years. Actually, it's 1,997 if you go by a 365-year calendar. It's 1,999 if you go by a 360-year calendar-ish. All right? Ish. I'll put ish there because I'm not good in math. All right? I'm 1 and 1 are 11, right? 1 and 1, that's 11. Hearts peace. Yeah, so anyhow, when Paul was writing this, it wasn't time for Jesus to come back. It was the beginning of the church, not the ending of the church age. And he wrote to those people, now I beseech you, in verse 1, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him. All right? Now, Listen, I'm asking you folks, there is a coming unto him, right? Amen? You believe that?
Yes.
Say amen like you believe it.
Amen.
All right, amen. All right, there's a coming together in him. But we should not be, excuse me, I'm putting my own words in there. Lord, forgive me. Let me read your word. It's much better. Verse 2, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, nor troubled by the Spirit, nor by the word, nor by letter, as from us, that the day of Christ is at hand. Now remember, when Paul wrote this, there were people in the church saying that the time of Christ had already happened. All right? You missed the boat. And Paul's saying, listen, don't worry about what those folks are saying. There's some things that got to happen first. All right? Don't worry if somebody else tells you. Don't worry if I tell you. Don't worry if somebody comes out of the thing, out of the back seats and say, oh, Jesus has come. Jesus has come. At this point in time, 2,000 years ago, he hadn't. We are not in the millennial reign if you have not noticed it, all right? Because there's a time that the child will be able to stick his hand inside of a serpent's den and not worry about it. I don't know, I used to catch rattlesnakes when I lived down south for the rattlesnake rodeo. I would not let my kid stick his hand inside of a rattlesnake den. Just ain't going to do it, all right? Because he'll get bit and die. In the millennial reign of Christ, children will be able to do that. So
yes.
We ain't there yet, all right? So anyhow, he says, let no man deceive you in verse 3, by any means, for that day shall not come, except there be a falling away. Okay, except, now in the church, this day will not happen unless something happens first. Unless the church starts believing heretical doctrines.
Amen.
Doctrines of demons. Unless the church starts moving away from the gospel of Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection. When the church stops believing that, stops working inside of the confines of the love of God, and we start believing other things, then the falling away starts happening. You start believing these other things. And these things started a while back when they started changing the translations of the Word of God. I don't know if some of y'all, I don't know, and I'm probably going to make some of you mad right now. I really don't care. All right? I'm not here to be overly concerned about that. The King James Bible is the Bible for the American church. When they started taking the NIV and the ESV and all those other versions of the Bible, they started taking away the meanings of the words that are in the Word of God. And they say, but it's the same Bible, it's the same word. If it's different, it can't be the same. All right, so when I'm preaching out of the King James Bible, and someone's reading out of the NIV Bible, I've had this said to me before, well, my Bible doesn't say that. I'm sorry, you're reading the wrong Bible.
Amen.
Amen? Amen. Really and truly, the King James Bible is the Bible, and they say, well, it's too hard to read. The King James Bible is written at any sixth grader. Who here got past sixth grade? All right, I barely did, but I made it. All right, it took me 12 years, but I got through the sixth grade. Right, it was the best I could do. But anyhow, it was written for anybody who would want to believe that could. All right, so anyhow, they started changing things. They started changing, and there was a falling away that started falling away a little bit at a time. But now we are in a landslide of people being deceived. Okay, we're in a landslide because it started with something small, and as you know, like a snowball going downhill, it gets bigger and stronger and faster, and it's an avalanche. And now we're coming down to the end of the dispensation of the Gentile age, and we have a torrent of destruction because of the falling away of the church of Jesus Christ. We've started believing other things instead of what the Word of God says. Doctrines of demons are flooding our pulpits, believing things that are not true. They sound good, but they're not the truth. Except there come a falling away first, and then that son of the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. So what we're seeing is, as the church falls away, then there'll come this son of perdition, this wicked one, as he's called a little bit later on. When would the enemy attack a stronger force? When it gets weak.
Right.
When there's deserters. Okay? When the church stops coming together. When we stop being united in the Holy Spirit, when we stop reading the Word of God together, when we stop praying together, when we stop fasting together, when we stop encouraging one another, when we allow the government to tell us when and how and where we can worship, then what you start seeing is the ripping of the very fabric that God said, Jesus said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Amen.
So, all right, now, the gates of hell will not prevail against us, right? But there will be a time that there's going to be a great tribulation for the body of Christ.
Yes.
It's going to be hard for those true believers in Jesus Christ because this man of sin is on the rise as the church is on the decline. All right, if you can imagine a scale, the old-time trivium scales, you know, you start taking away from this side, the other side becomes more powerful, right? Because this side's losing its weight, it's losing its authority, and the other side is gaining in popularity, is gaining in strength, is gaining on the world stage. All right, and we're seeing that in America, we're seeing that through the world right now. I truly believe that this virus that has come into the world is nothing but a test run for the mark of the beast.
Amen.
This is just a test run.
Amen.
Who's gonna hide in their closet?
Right.
Who's not gonna hide in their closet? Who are the ones, right? How am I going to separate the sheep from the goats, as the Antichrist would be saying? Who are going to be the ones that are easily swayed by the news media? Who are the ones that are going to be easily swayed by the doctrines of governments?
Yep.
Now, I'm not saying that there is not a virus out there. Absolutely, there is. But my God is sovereign.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Your God is sovereign.
Amen.
And there is not one person that died that wasn't going to die on that day anyhow.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's not one person that was survived that would survive past that. It is appointed unto man once to die, and then comes the judgment.
Yes.
Appointed unto man to die.
Yes.
Appointed. That means that there is a time set out that this Curtis Fitz is going to live this long, and then there will come a period to his life. If you look on all of the tombstones and all of the cemeteries, you'll find a born on date, a dash, and a dying date.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
We're living in that dash.
Amen.
All right? And really, the Bible says it's like a vapor, it's a wisp. It's nothing compared to the gravity of eternity past and eternity future.
Amen.
So we're living in that dash.
Yes.
Everyone has a dash.
Mm-hmm.
All of us are going to die.
That's right.
All right? So get comfortable with that.
Yeah.
All right? Nobody gets out of this life alive.
No.
If you're born, the other side of that is death. It's as natural as breathing, right? And it's okay. It's okay. I just want to make sure you know where you're going before you get there.
Amen.
All right? You need to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.
Yes.
Right? And in that trusting, in that faith, there is a promise that you will be with Him.
Yes.
I go to prepare you a place, and if I go to prepare you a place, I will call you again to be with me. Amen? So
yes.
I got faith in that.
Amen.
So I'm not worried about this.
Amen.
So anyhow, there's this time that we're living in. I see the plan rising of this world leader, this little horn, as Daniel would call it, or the son of perdition, that man of sin, he's going to be revealed. And I think he's going to be revealed fairly soon.
Amen.
All right? I think I am towards the end of my life. I'm closer to the end than I am the beginning because of just numbers. I mean, I don't want to live as twice my age. I don't want to be that old. I really don't. Please, Lord, come. And so, anyhow, in looking at it, well, I take that back, unless I'm like Moses. You know, I wouldn't mind to be 120 and still have all my faculties, you know. But I'm already losing ground. So that problem's already coming, God. So anyhow, as the Bible continues to teach here in verse 4 of 2 Thessalonians, speaking about this son of perdition, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, setteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. All right? Now, so you see what this person's going to do. He's setting himself up All right, now remember, we war against powers and principalities in the heavenly places.
Right.
Yes. Right? Now there's an individual that's going to come up and he's going to set himself above that. Mm-hmm. He's going to set himself above not only the world system, but the system of beliefs. All right? And he's going to say, listen, you must hear me above the Holy Spirit. You must hear me above your government. The World Health Organization might be something like that.
Yeah.
Everybody be afraid because I told you to be afraid.
Right.
And everybody got scared.
Right. Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. There's people really dying of drug overdoses, of alcoholism, of automobile accidents, of cancer, and, yes, of the regular flu.
Yeah.
A lot more than COVID-19.
Amen.
All right? So take a deep breath. Trust God. Let's move forward.
Amen.
All right? There is one coming that's going to... You think this one was bad? Wait till the next one.
Yeah.
All right? You think that this one was bad? That the government has locked us up for 45 plus days? All right? You think this is bad? Wait till the next one when they come in like they did in China and nail the doors shut.
Yeah.
But the church, are you prepared?
Yes.
All right, we need not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because in it is the power of salvation. Amen.
Amen.
To the Jew first and then to the Gentile. Amen. All right, so you need to know what that gospel is. You need to not understand it with your mind, but with your fullness of your body being prepared.
Yes.
All right, that we have this thing, it's coming. He is that son of perdition, and he's gonna do some things, and the world is going to see him and be excited over him. Verse 5, it says, remember ye not when I was... When I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now ye know what withholdeth, all right, that's restrains, what restrains, that he might be revealed in his time. Now, understand this. What has been restraining the wicked one up until now?
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit. Where's the Holy Spirit live?
In
you. All right? Now, what happens when we start falling away?
He's removed.
Huh? Right, we start being less effective than what we could be. All right, we're less effective than what we could be. Not that he doesn't have the power to do the things that he used to do, because he does. The problem is that the faith of the church has started to wane away from the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we're believing other things. And as we start moving away from the Word of God into another gospel, which is not a gospel at all, we become weaker. And as we become weaker, he becomes stronger.
Amen.
All right? And as the government has allowed us or forced us to be separated, I mean, I'm looking out there, and the folks who actually normally come to this body, most of them are not here. Raise your hand if this is your first time here. Or second time here.
In this building.
In this building, yeah, in this building. So if you look around, the majority of people that are here today are first-time visitors. You know why? You know why that you're here? Because your church stopped meeting.
Yes.
Because if your church was meeting, I probably would never meet you. Right? So somebody's got to stand. Somebody's got to preach. Somebody's not got to be afraid. God didn't give us that spirit of fear. Amen?
Amen.
He gave us a spirit of a sound mind, understanding the times.
Yes.
Right? Of courage. And we have that.
Yes.
Amen.
All right? And so Jesus said, and I need to read a little bit more, and then I'll get into what Jesus said. We'll be in Matthew 24 after this. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who letteth, that means restrains, will keep restraining in him until he be taken out of the way, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and the brightness, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. All right? Amen. Praise God. There's the end of the story, right? Now, what is happening before that, though? The one who restrains will restrain until he be taken out of the way. Now, if you look carefully into the Greek understanding of these words, it's not the same as being caught away. All right? There's a catching away that it talks of in 1 Thessalonians that we need to encourage each other with these words. Those that will be caught away. There's coming a day that we will be caught away. But this taken out of the way, this is a different context of the structure of the verbiage that's used there in the Greek. All right, so what this means is those who are trusting and following in the Lord Jesus Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit, they're going to be corralled and taken out of influence. Okay? He who restrains, the Holy Spirit's restraining, the Holy Spirit lives in you. There's coming a time that those people who are filled with the Holy Spirit, truly believing the Word of God, are going to be taken out of influence.
We already are through Facebook. They're censoring and taking you down.
Thank you for the Facebook plug. All right? What has happened, we as a people group have started worshiping false gods.
Yes.
All right? And that false god is technology.
Yes.
All right? We don't have the Baals. Well, I'm not worshiping a statue. I'm not worshiping Baal like they did in the Old Testament. Oh, thank you, Lord. This is... Judges chapter 2. Real quick. Judges chapter 2. Alright, there's coming a time that came in the time of Judges after Joshua and all those guys passed away. Come on. How do people find Judges? I'm zipping by it too fast. I'm too excited. Please pray for me. You know how a puppy gets really excited and he starts beating himself with his tail? That's where I am right now. Actually, I'm people like to call me a pastor. I'm really not a pastor. I am a sheepdog. Okay? I do what the shepherd tells me to tune, and which is really just nip at the heels of the sheep.
Keep them in line.
Keep them in line. Do my best. I mean, I'll bark at you. And I only bark at you because I love you. Okay, and I think it's Judges chapter 2.
Three.
Is it 3?
Mm-hmm.
2 or 3,
yeah.
Where if I'll drive it? No, not that. This is, I think it's right in chapter verse 1, chapter 2. And the angel of the Lord came to Gilead about Bacham and said, I will make you go up to eat. No, come on. Oh, it's the death of Joshua. I'm sorry. So it's right after the death. It's Israel's great apostasy. It's verse 11. Thank you. I have it marked in my Bible. I just forgot where it was. Verse 11 of chapter 2. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. Now, this is after Joshua passes away and all the elders of his time. They all died. All right? And what happened is the children of Israel... Our parents that used to teach us the Bible when we were taught Bible in school and we were taught the holiness and shame and what evil is in our homes, well, something happened. We stopped teaching that to the majority of children today.
Yes.
Right? We turned away from that. We started doing something different. They did evil in the sight of the Lord and they served Balaam. Now, we're not serving Balaam, and this is where the light came on for me. We're not serving Balaam today, but you know what we are serving? Technology.
Yeah.
All right, our God today is technology. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know nothing unless Facebook tells me to do it, or Twitter, or what did our grandkid tell us?
Instagram
and TikTok.
TikTok.
I think that's what a clock says, isn't it?
Yeah.
TikTok. Yeah, I don't know about those kind of things. But anyhow, that's what we as America, that's what we're serving nowadays. Really and truly, that is our God of this day and time. How much time do you spend on the internet compared to the Word?
Yeah.
How much time do you spend on the internet compared to prayer? How much time do you spend on the internet compared to fellowship?
Too much.
Right? Way too much. I think the scales are all on that side. The weight's on that side. And they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and they followed other gods. The gods of the people that were around them. Wow, what's the church doing? We're being swayed by the power of the people around us.
Amen.
We're supposed to be light shining in the darkness, but
yes.
The darkness is so thick that it's overpowering the light in our personal lives.
Right.
It's time to wake up, church. Turn on the light.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
And they bowed themselves to them and provoked the Lord God to anger. And they forsook the Lord and served Baal and Asherah. And the lame anger of the Lord was hot against, you can put your state there, your town. All right, he's talking about Israel. But I think the Lord God is pretty hot against the church.
That's right.
right now. Because we have gone a whoring after other gods. We're doing things that are ungodly and unrighteous. And it's the church. If my people who are called by my name, right? Who's he talking to?
Us.
Are you called a Christian?
Yes.
All right? If we would humble ourselves, if we would pray. If you look before that, in verse 13 of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, he says, if I send the locust, if I send famine, if I send the pestilence, meaning disease. All right? If you would pray in turn, right? But just after that, in verse 19, because you have forgotten, left the statutes and the commandments of God. Because you do that. That's why I send the pestilence. That's why I send the locust. That's why I send the famine. Oh, thank you, Lord God, for this. In Amos, he says, in the last days, there will be a famine. Amen? Yes. There'll be a famine, but not of food and water, but of my word.
Yes.
Amen? There's a famine of the word of God in America, in the world today.
Amen.
We are not the church that God started. We have been moved away from the righteousness, from the cornerstone. And we've started building. Now notice what I'm saying. We have started building. Jesus said he would build the church, but we took it out of his hands and started serving other things. Started serving Facebook and Twitter and all of the... Can we even look up a Bible verse without Google anymore? I tell you what to do with Google... Right? Rinse your mouth out and spit it in the sink. That's what you do with bad breath. You Google, right? I use Listerine to get my Google out. All right? And listen, people, we need to get back to the Word of God and away from the technology of this world.
Amen.
Now you're saying, well, technology is not all bad. You're right. It's not all bad. 2 Corinthians. All right. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. Be not unequally yoked together, all right, with the unbeliever, all right? What fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness?
Amen.
All right, you say, I use Google and it's a good thing. But how much bad, you compare the good to the bad on Google.
Yes.
What outweighs what? Compare the good and the bad on Facebook.
Right.
Compare the good and the bad on Twitter.
Right.
Compare the good and the bad on TikTok. Compare the good and the bad on both, all right? What outweighs which? Now, I'm not saying that some good can be done with it, but you are the bride, you are the people of God.
Yes.
What does righteous have to do with unrighteousness? What does the light of God have to do with the wickedness, the darkness of this world?
Amen.
Oh, repent, church.
Yes.
If my people who are called by my name would repent.
Amen. Yes.
Turn away from that stuff. And I know a lot of people. My wife's in IT. She is my it, right? She's my one, right? And she works in that field. And I know that a lot of things right now, right? And I prayed this for a long time. God, if you could just knock down all the satellites all at one time. You know, really and truly. What would? And we had a youth group, right? Remember, we asked the girls. We had a good, strong youth, young girls that were coming, and they were meeting. But then they got involved with boys, and all that fell apart. But anyhow, you know. And before that, we had young men, and they got involved with sports. And the parents thought that sports was more important than the Word of God, so they took them to the sporting events. Anyhow, see how we're serving something else besides the one true God? But anyhow, we asked the young ladies that we had, what would happen if your internet went down? And they said, we'd start playing outside. I think I'd ride my bicycle more.
Yeah.
Right? I think I would read. Wow! Praise God. Lord Jesus, please. Right? Please. Kill the internet. Unplug it. Right? TV started out pretty decent, didn't it? Lucille Ball and Anes. What was his name?
Desi,
right? When they were married, but they didn't sleep in the same bed.
Right.
Right? Now you look at any TV show, no matter what are you seeing? Filthy fornication on every commercial, on every station, on every show. All of it. What are we serving?
Right. Amen.
What are we serving?
The flesh.
The flesh. We're serving ourselves. We've turned away from the righteousness of God. We've turned into trusting the technology over the Word of God.
Amen?
Amen? What is wrong with us? Do we not believe in the Bible?
That's right.
I've asked this, and this is a thing that I've talked about to the church before. What if we, the church, really and truly believed what we say we believe is real? Right?
Wow. Amen.
What if we really believe the thing that we say with our mouth is factual beyond whatever we see?
Amen.
Would it be different? Do you think the church would be exploding on the scene instead of hiding in the closet?
Yes.
Oh, Christians, we ought to be as brave as the homosexuals.
Yes.
It's time for us to come out of the closet.
Yes.
Amen? It's time for us to be proud of who we are. It's time for us not to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Oh, we got problems in the church.
Yes.
Now, not too worried about the world. The world is going to do what the world does. Right? And I love them, and I pray that they would come to salvation. I absolutely do. But before we can get to them, we got to get to us.
Yes.
Amen? We got to get to the church, the bride of Christ, the people of God. And we got to get clean.
Amen.
How can I tell you to move the plank, the speck out of your eye when I got a plank in front of me?
Right.
See, all this Bible, this whole Bible, it's not talking to them. It's talking to me. Right? I have sinned. I use Google. I do. Down south, we watch YallTube instead of YouTube. Right? So, I'm caught up in the same web as you. I'm not standing up here saying, I have made it and all y'all are dying and going to hell. Though some of you are. Some of you ain't. It's not my job to tell one way from the other. All right? That's between you and the Holy Ghost. Between you and the Lord. This man of perdition, he comes in many, many different names. Do you know that?
Amen.
In the Old Testament, there's 33 different titles.
Yes.
In the New Testament, there's 13 different titles. Got a list. Hey, I Googled it. All right, I didn't write these down by myself. And so, anyway, I'll let you know that I'm not there. You would really have to have the whole Bible memorized to get all those words out of it, you know. But anyhow, he's been known since the beginning.
Yes.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
He was known from the beginning just as Christ was known from the beginning.
Amen.
God knew that he had to sin. I'll call him his son, but God had to manifest himself in flesh.
Yes.
All right?
Amen.
The sinless one had to become like sinful man. That he would be sinless while in a temptable form. Because really, who can tempt God on his throne? Right? Think about this. The glory and the power of the Most High God. How are you going to approach that? You can't. Even Moses, as close as Moses was with the Lord, he went to the mountain, Mount Sinai with him. And God said, listen, Moses, if you look at me, you're going to die. Paraphrasing, of course. And so in Exodus 34, I believe it is, and God took Moses and hit him in the cleft of the rock, and he passed by, and then Moses and him and talked. Oh, man, what a great thing.
Yeah.
When was the last time you came out of the cleft of the rock and talked to the Lord? Amen? I can't look into his full glory, but I can look in the spots that he lets me have.
Amen.
Right? And in those spots that he lets me have, he tells me his law.
Yes.
And his law is good.
Bless
him. Amen. His law is good.
Yes.
His law tells me the attributes of the Most High God.
Yes.
It tells me what to believe and how to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
It tells me that he loves me.
Amen.
Amen. And he loves you. I love God's word. Because it illuminates my mind. He's my path, right? It's a light unto my path. God has called us into the fullness of his glory and to be aware of the times that we're living in. Again, page one. I handwrite all my sermon notes. I can't type. Okay. okay? So I use a pen and paper. And anyhow, praise God, stop that. It's not about you, it's about Him. And so this one that is coming that I truly believe is on the scene.
Yeah.
And He has deceived a lot of people.
Yes.
He's deceived a lot of the church.
Yes.
Okay, he has. And a lot of the folks who think that they're saved and going to heaven aren't.
Amen.
Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, I believe it's verse 22, they came and said, Jesus said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does my Father's will. Many will come to me in that day saying, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied, meaning spoke, taught? I've teached you something today. Yeah. Didn't I teach you? Wasn't I prophesying? Wasn't I telling you about Jesus? He's talking about preachers there. Many preachers will come to the Lord and say, Lord, Lord, didn't I preach in your name? Others will say, didn't I cast out demons? The whole charismatic movement. Cast you out, amen. Right? Didn't I cast out demons in your name? Right? Now, he didn't say that they didn't do that. Yes, they did. He didn't say that they didn't do the things that they said they did. But what they did do is have iniquity in their heart. He said, get away from me, you workers of iniquity. What's your work? What is it? What is it? What are you doing? What is your driving force? You workers of iniquity. This little horn that's coming up, this spoiler that is talked about in the Word of God, is a tyrant of a tyrannical government, I guess you could call it, because he is going to rule the beast with the ten horns. He's going to be over. He's a little horn coming out of the ten horns. And we could get into Daniel's vision and the way the Roman beast split up into ten from Alexander when Alexander died and he left the Roman thing rule, and it split up into his ten generals, and I could go through the names and all that. That's going to take a long time. Let me know you out of that Roman Empire that was never defeated and just kind of broke apart. Out of that Roman Empire there will rise one, a little horn on the back of another horn. All right, and that little horn that comes up, he's going to boast great things.
Amen.
That little horn that comes up, he's going to rule the governments of the world.
Yeah.
Going to have great power. He's going to be able to deceive,
if it were possible,
even the very elect. So he's going to do lies, wonders, and lying wonders. He's going to do things that's going to and I believe the church is going to see this man rising. Don't think you're getting out of here before he starts showing up. All right? A lot of people believe that we won't see him. I believe that we will. I really and truly do. I believe that this Antichrist, when he comes up, he's going to take the true believers and he's going to corral us together. Might be in some of these FEMA camps that you see all around America. Right? Might be in some of these malls that are being closed. I don't know where it's going to be. But he will take the believers, the true believers, and he'll get us out of the way.
Right.
Like it tells us in 2 Thessalonians. We'll be taken out of influence. Who stands against evil? The church does, right?
Yes.
Who stands against abortion? The church does. Mm-hmm. Who stands against same-sex marriage?
The church
does.
The true church.
The true church does, amen. Because there's a lot of folks who call themselves Christian that think it's okay to be a homosexual. Or not even homosexual, sexually active outside of the confines of marriage. Okay, because fornication. All right? And I don't care who you're sleeping with. I really don't care who you're sleeping with. Right? But if you're doing these things outside of what God formed, one man, one woman, one naturally born man, regardless of what the doctors do, one naturally born woman, regardless of what the doctors do, are married together, then you can have all the pleasure that God has designed for you. And you ought to. Amen? You ought to. Now, outside of that, anytime you do anything outside of the confines of how God created it, it becomes messed up.
Amen.
All right? There was a time in America where it was a shame. When was the last time you heard that shame? That it's a shame to sin. It's a shame to do things outside of the confine of God's word. It's a shame to break the law of God. I haven't heard it in a long time. It's time we bring that word back. Amen? Well, except by me. No, except by God. Don't puff me up, brother. If anything, take a pen and pop it, that thing. Stop it right there. All right? He talks about, along with this little horn, and the spoiler comes, the spoil of Israel, he gives their foolish ways. I'm missing a scripture there. It's Jeremiah 4:7. I'll get to that in a minute. Let me get through this part right here, because I'll explain what the spoiler of Israel is in Jeremiah chapter 4. All right, we like Israel of old have followed the foolish ways of the lost, okay? And unless we take a stand right now against a tyrannical government, this little horn rising of this world, we will all be deceived and consumed by this beast, all right?
Amen.
And we can't stop the beast from rising. There's nothing I can do about that. I cannot, just like I can't stop the sun from rising, I can't stop it. Can't do anything about that. I can't stop the snow coming on Friday. I wish I could, but I can't stop it. If it happens, it happens. You know what I can do? I can take this vessel right here.
Amen.
Right? I can take this. I can't take your vessel, but I can take this vessel. You can't take this vessel. You can take your vessel. And you can cleanse it, you can purify it, you can wash it with the water of the word. You can be holy because he is holy. You cannot be deceived, all right? You can't, but you, unless your eyes are open. So many Christians have their head in the sand right now, they don't even know that they're being deceived. Look at how many churches closed.
Too many.
If one did, it's too many. But thousands, thousands of churches have closed across America.
Too much fear, not
because of fear and no faith. Amen, sister. Because of fear and no faith. Anyhow, this beast, this tyrannical government is rising, and the world will be deceived, and it will be consumed by this beast. He is the father of lies. He's the seed of the serpent that has been a long time taking and working in the background, working in the shadows. Here I go in the world again, man. Y'all remember, who was it, the Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. Y'all remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
Forgive me, it jumped in my head. I hate that I remember that song, but I do. Anyhow, he's talking about, he's been around for a long, long time. He's laid many souls to waste. That is this little horn. He's been around for a long, long time. And he's laid many a soul to waste. And he ain't through yet. There's many, like we already talked about, in the church that will be deceived by this false Christ. And don't forget the false prophet that comes up with him. Alright? There'll be the little horn that rises, but not long after that, there's this false prophet that comes right along beside him. That's in Revelation chapter 13. I don't have the time to get into all of that, so I'm going to challenge you. Go home, read your Bibles. Amen? If I found it, you can find it too. It's not that hard. It's the last book in the Bible. Okay, 13 is 1 and 3 beside each other. And you can learn about this false, this beast that comes up. He has two horns, and he's like the lamb, but he speaks like a dragon. All right? He comes in so soft, pretty little lamb. I love lambs, I really do, especially on the chop form. Lamb chops. I'm a carnivore. I like to eat meat. Anyhow, but he comes in smooth, man. He is an orator of orators. He's better than Clinton. Better than Obama. He's better than Trump. Right? There's one that's coming that is more cunning than all of those guys. And the reason I put everybody in that category, because I don't trust the government. I don't care whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. I think they're the same, just with different letters. All right? I really don't trust any of them, because there's a power behind all of them, and it is this little horn. Right? And so I trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Right? I'm not worried about the governments of this world. It tells me in 2 Peter that they're going to burn with the fervent heat. I'm done with you. I ain't worried about you. What is the worst they can do? Lock me up, right? You lock me up, you're going to have more trouble than you think. Right? Because you're going to put me around a whole bunch of sinners that I'm going to preach to in the gospel. Or maybe they'll bring me out here to Caledonia and tie me to this stone monument up here and beat me with a whip. Praise God. They beat Paul.
Amen.
You know, if you're not willing to go into the suffering with Christ, don't expect to get the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. Don't expect to be brought into His glory if you're not willing to go into His suffering.
Amen.
See, it's all this doctrines of demons, these high and pie things. Don't worry, church. You'll never have a hard thing. You're going to just float out of here.
False.
Amen. That's false. That's not true. I truly believe that God has got to cleanse and separate the church. He said He would.
Judgment must begin.
Judgment must begin in the house of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you got that. You got where Jesus said, in the end times, I'm going to send my angels and I'm going to separate the wheat and the tares.
Yeah.
All right? And the tares I'm going to gather up and go bring them to a barn. All right. Didn't say I'm going to bring them home with me. Didn't say I'm going to bring them to heaven. I'm going to put them in a storage place. What's a barn? It's where you put your hay, right? Until you got to use it. You put your hay until you go get it. Right? That's what a barn is for. I'm going to gather you up and I'm going to bring you to my barn. And then I'm going to gather up all the tares. And I'm going to bring them to a spot that I'm going to burn them with a fervent heat. Amen?
Amen.
Is the church prepared to be brought to the barn?
We are.
I hope that you are. Amen? We've got to be faithful.
Amen.
Regardless of what the world, what we see in this world. All
right?
Because I see things. Listen, I don't want to go through all those troubles. I really, really, really don't. Jesus said, he prayed three times, not my will, but your will be done. He saw the cross and he said, dude, Jesus, Lord, Father, God, I love you, but I really don't want to be beat with the cat, the fulcrum, right? I got one in my office. You won't see one. I don't want to be beat by that. I really don't. I don't want to have my beard ripped out by the handfuls. That's not like a sunshiny day for me, right? I'm not looking forward to that. Yeah, the cross was set before me, but I withstood. I did it for the glory that was going to come, right? So yeah, I'll take the nails. I will become sin for mankind that you might be glorified. I'll take the sin of the world on my shoulders. I don't want to, but I will. Nevertheless, not my will be done,
amen,
your will be done.
Amen.
Body of Christ, you need to have that mindset.
Amen.
Because I think it's going to become worse and worse and worse, wickeder and wickeder and wickeder until that time comes. And the church, the ones who really believe this, you're going to be hated by all nations. All right, Jesus said that, Matthew 24. The world is going to hate you. Be ready for that.
Amen.
Be ready for it. That's why he tells us, and Paul tells us, I believe Paul wrote Hebrews, all right? So anyhow, he tells us not to forsake the assembly one to another as
Amen.
You see the day approaching.
Amen.
I see the day, all right? There are things that are on... All right, here's a real quick thing, and I'll let you go in about 30 minutes or so. Here's a real quick thing, all right? They're going to come out with a shot, vaccine. Okay. Do you know where all these vaccines come from?
Aborted babies.
Aborted babies. Bill Gates.
Yep.
Okay. Do
you know that Bill Gates and the head of the doctor thing, group?
NIH, yeah.
Fauci are like blood brothers. They love one another. They're, in fact, they have all of their monies into the same vaccine factories. Amen. Now, in that, what these vaccines do, they actually change the DNA of humankind.
Yeah.
All right? That's what they're doing. They're changing our DNA. All right? Why did God destroy the world the first time? It was DNA. The sons of God came and they saw the sons of men. They thought they were pretty, so they took them, some of them. Didn't ask to be married to him. Says, I want that woman. I'm taking that woman. Right? And they bred with them. And out of those people, a new group of humanoids were made.
Hybrids.
Right? And I did a lot of work in this. I should have written down a lot more about it. But GMOs, all right? GMOs started in 1970. That's the first time that started. And they started perverting the corn and the wheat and the things that we eat. Wow, that rhymes. It's the corn and the wheat and the things that we eat. I feel like Dr. Seuss. Anyhow, it's those things. And what happened shortly after that? Cancers from 1930, when they kept them, they all remained on the same line until 1975. 1975, cancer started skyrocketing. They got the graph, and this is not my graph. It's from them. It's the enemy's. It's Google again. It's the enemy's graph, right? The enemy showed me this. And it came and it hit this spot and it started skyrocketing. And it's been on a trajectory of death even till today. It's more today than it was in 1975. And there's not been one drop since they started doing GMOs. All right? Along with GMOs, they started coming out with vaccines to help you to defend against the GMOs that they put into the food system. All right? So now you got vaccines. And something that the vaccine does, it breaks down the blood-brain barrier.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
And what stops all of these viral things from getting into your head?
Blood-brain.
Your blood-brain barrier. Your BBB, right? Your BBB. And that's what stops it. And all of these vaccines that the government is saying that you must take does that. Parkinson's exploded in 1975. Autism exploded in 1975. What happened? That's when they started vaccinating. That's when they really started pushing these vaccines. Excuse me, I made that wrong. That's wrong. I'm sorry. 1975 is when the cancer started. In 1989 is when all of these other things, when the vaccines became a forced thing into human lives.
Autism is America's disease. I don't know if you know other countries call it that.
Right, and it is. And it's because of what we've done with GMOs, and it's because of what we're doing with vaccines. Now, this next vaccine that's going to supposedly beat this Corona?
ID2020.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. And so this next vaccine that's going to come out, you know what it's really going to do? It's going to put a dye in your body, okay? It's going to put something in your body, and what's going to help that is they have to put a little chip in there that will activate when this shot is given you. Church, wake up. All right, now when I walk next to Mike, his cell phone, his technology, is going to tell him that I'm unclean because I don't have the chip he has. I haven't been vaccinated like he's been vaccinated. All of a sudden, you see the separation happening.
Yeah.
And then they're going to say, well, if you don't wear your mask in the grocery store, you can't buy groceries. Huh? Right? And you don't have your vaccine. You can't buy, sell, or trade. Is that not what the Revelation says the mark of the beast is going to be?
Yep.
Right? The technology has never been here till this generation. We've never been able to mark all of humanity until this generation. We've never been able to have the satellites and the internet and the ways these stupid smartphones make dumb people.
They Amen.
Amen. They really do, but everybody has them. I got one. I hate it. I do. I went, and this is how I got one, folks. I went to Africa, and we thought that I needed one because I didn't think my flip phone would work, which it probably wouldn't have. But now I'm stuck with this thing, and I can't get a flip phone anymore. Right? So what do you do? Right? If I want to, and my smartphone, you know what it does? It calls people and make text. I don't surf the entire net with it. You know, I don't check my weather with it. I don't, it's a phone. It's able to do all these things, but to me it's a phone. I don't even put the updates on it. See me all in the flesh there? So anyhow, what's happening before us? What's happening in our day and time? Right? This is a true thing. The mark of the beast is here.
Yes.
It's not coming. It's here.
Yes.
They're just waiting for the opportunity to implement it.
Right.
All right? And they did a test run with this COVID virus. The governments did. The governments of the world did. It wasn't, see, all the other times that a government would do something that was in an area was very concentrated. In China, in North Korea, in the Middle East. And it was concentrated just around those spots. A spot here, spot here, spot there. This is the first time in history that the whole world was shut down.
That's right.
And I guarantee you, if we were able to look behind the scene, one little insignificant horn started this whole thing. You can say it was a bat. It's not a bat. You're bat crazy. There's an adjective that goes in there if you believe that. Right? And so, anyhow, I'm sorry, folks. Like I said, we're not religious here. I mean, you will not find me to be publicly, politically correct or publicly correct. I insult everybody equally. Anyhow, that's happening. And the next round of this virus that's going to come out, you're going to be locked down in such a tight manner. Because we gave in the first time.
Yes.
So the next time they come, where we're able to gather right here, there will be stormtroopers outside these church doors. And we will be locked up. Are you ready for that? And you know what they're going to say? Either you take this chip and this vaccine, or we're going to kill you. We're going to take your head off. Right outside here. And I know a lot of folks say that the rapture of the church is going to happen before any of that happens. But why would they do it? Why would the enemy kill his own people? Right? A house divided cannot stand.
Right.
All right? So he's going to take the ones who have enough faith not to take him. They'll be separated, segregated. He that letteth will let until he's taken out of the way. He that resists will resist until he's taken out of the way.
Amen.
A lot of things. We live in a very exciting time. Page 3 out of 5. I'm sorry, folks. I love you. I really love you. If you feel like you've got to go home, don't let the door hit you. All right? You can ease on out. I love you. You ain't got to stay.
Right?
You really don't. But if you want to, I'm not going to do this next week. Oh, even as I said that, the Lord spanked me in the mouth. All right, I might do this next week.
Your doors will be open next week.
Yeah, we're going to be here. All right. And in fact, we have not stopped. Okay. Not one
praise
moment.
God. Praise God.
All right.
Praise God.
And so what? Praise God. So what should the church do in these times? The bride of Christ. What are we to do right now? What are the things that are going on with all this that we're seeing, with all these things? Should we, go and buy some land and become a commune? No! Can you Hare Krishna be by our... what's that? The fellow from... he went to South America, gave everybody Kool-Aid, and they died.
Jim Jones,
all right. We're not that, okay? We're not going to go to South America, and we don't even serve Kool-Aid. Right? All right, so you're safe here. Okay, that's not what we're about.
But what we are about is not forsaking the assembly, always coming together. Remember in Hebrews it talks about, that's why I don't like the windows open. Because my neighbor, I love him to pieces. He's a Jehovah Witness.
So his day Saturday.
Yeah. And so.
I know.
There's one more in the back. Yeah, he's cutting our lawn. Praise God. But
I don't know if this is a second phrase or
a compliment.
Is that what it is? There we go.
Thank you, Stu. Appreciate that. At least it's less noisy.
Yeah. Thank you.
What should the church, the bride of Christ, the people of God, what should we do in this time? First, know that all Christians have been persecuted since Christ.
Yes.
All right? America truly has not lived under any real persecution whatsoever. Tells us in Hebrews chapter 10, let us, verse 22, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. First, let us draw near. Don't let us separate, let us draw near, okay? And in that drawing with a full assurance, are you really, really, do you really believe, are you in full assurance right now? Do you trust Jesus Christ? Are you in full assurance?
Yes.
Because it's going to get rough. You need to really know who you're anchored to.
God's got me.
Amen, amen. Thank you, sister. So draw near with a true heart, a real heart, and full assurance of faith. Having our hearts sprinkled from evil. Not in evil, but from evil. We need to have our most inner being separated from the evils of our time. We are in the world, we're not of the world. We are light shining in the darkness. We need to continue to work that light out with a fear and a trembling, with an honesty towards God. From an evil conscience, our lifestyle, from an evil lifestyle, and our bodies washed with the pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering.
Amen.
With what?
Without wavering.
So when the government tells you to hide in your closet, what do?
Go shopping.
Come out. You go shopping. I put on my best shoes and I go shopping. Right? No, you don't hide. You come out with a full assurance. You come out with faith. You come out bold, blasting the love of God.
Yes.
Amen? I'm not careful. Because this is the sword of the Spirit. It's not the battle axe of the Christian. I'm not here to cut people up. I'm here to love people in the middle of their mess. I can't clean you. He can. I can't wash you with the pure water, but I can show you where the pure water is. So the church in this day and time that we're living in, be prepared for the persecution, but also be prepared to walk in love. Right? We need to keep those things. We need to keep them straight. We are not here to fight. We're here to offer grace and mercy and the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
Let us hold fast the profession of faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promise. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. I'm supposed to provoke you. You know what that means? Push you.
To love.
To love, right. I'm to push you to love and to good works. Oh, verse 25, not forsaking, amen, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. Ah! Boy, didn't that make your mind just explode? Boosh! Right? Don't forsake, as the manner of some is. There's a lot of people not coming to church. My deacons aren't here. What can I say? It kills me to say that. But the leadership of this body isn't here. They're locked up in their houses. They're probably listening on the radio. I don't care. Obviously, I don't need deacons, which is anathema. Right? That needs to be, I need deacons. I need men here to help me. I don't need men shaking in their boots in some closet somewhere. Men, take off your panties. Right? Gird yourself as men.
The Acts Church didn't have deacons. They came together as a family.
Amen. Yeah. Well, yeah, they did.
In the beginning.
Yeah.
As they
right.
Grew.
And yes. When they grew. Yeah. And we haven't really grown, you know, but, well, we've grown, but we haven't grown as in bigger. So anyhow, let us not forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting, lifting up one another.
Amen.
All right? Exhort so much more as you see the day approaching.
Amen.
Catch this next verse. This is really important. For if we sin willingly after we have received the knowledge of truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. All right? That's going to make a lot of people angry. But you better be angry at God, not at Curtis, because that's what his word said, not me. You look at that, forsaking the assembly, sinning willfully after you've received the knowledge of truth. When you receive the knowledge of truth, what are you? Starts with S and ends in A's.
Saved.
All right? You're saved. But once you start sinning willfully after salvation, there remains no more sacrifice for sin. Oh. But a certain fearful looking for judgment and a fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. I know that messes up a lot of people's doctrine. All right? It does. Because I was brought up in the doctrine that quick as you prayed the prayer, you had nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Repeat after me and you shall be saved. Anybody hear that? Now find that pattern in God's word.
Right.
It's not there. From Genesis to the Revelation, never says pray after me and you'll be saved. Believe, amen. Live by faith and not by sight.
Right.
Trust, amen. I see those things and I'll be saved. But I was taught that if I prayed and I got dunked in the water, I had nothing to worry about. I could live like a hellion the rest of my life.
Oh, wow.
Right? You're safe, man. No matter what you do, you slid into home, you said the prayer. Woohoo! Folks, we're too close to the end to start keep believing now.
Amen.
All right?
Yeah.
We need to repent.
Amen.
Church.
Yes.
We got to get right. Because Jesus is coming.
Yes.
We got to be prepared, really prepared, grounded
Amen.
In the truth of God's word, because
yes.
There's a storm coming.
Yes.
Amen? Amen. There's a real storm. There's an Antichrist on the rise.
Yes.
James said, or John said, that there are many Antichrist, but there's one that's going to be more anti than all the rest.
Yes.
All right? I don't know his name. I don't know when he's rising, but I know he is coming. And I know that we're more prepared today than we were 50 years ago. We're more prepared today than I have ever seen in my life. The church is asleep.
Yes.
We're not dead, but we're definitely in a coma.
Yes.
Right? And it's high time that we woke up out of our slumber. High time that we quit believing the doctrines of demons
Amen.
And started believing the living Word of God.
Yes.
Now, there's so much I could get into here, but I love you. All right? I know that you got things to do. Because I was going to go all the way to Hebrews 10:39 and then up to chapter 12. But we got to have something to talk about next week. Amen?
Amen.
All right. And I love you, right? And I need to tell you this right to start with, people. Do not believe anything without checking it out.
Right.
All right? You trust the Bible. Don't trust Curtis Fitz. Right? Trust the Word of God. Everything that I taught you today has been recorded. You can find it on the internet. All right? It's a Bible...
Sermon audio.
Okay, so we upload all of the sermons that we've ever done. They're all uploaded. There's over 1,000 of them on sermon audio. You can hear how foolish I was 10 years ago. You can hear how foolish I was today. All right? And you can go back and search all of the scriptures out if you want to. But I challenge you to search the scriptures. Be a Berean. Find out what's real.
Yes.
All right? Know this, that we are closer to the end than we've ever been.
Yes.
All right? Be prepared. May God's grace shine on you. May His face be with you. May His glory just surround you with His goodness. I don't do altar calls because I don't see it in the Bible. But if you want to pray, pray. If you need to repent, repent. And that's between you and God. It has nothing to do with me. I'm not your God. All right? I'm not your God. You do what the Holy Spirit has told you to do. You be obedient to the Word of God, to His Holy Spirit, and walk in faith and not in sight. Amen? I love you. God bless. Go home. Dear Father, we thank you so much for your goodness, for your love. I thank you, Father, that we were able to gather together this morning in the fullness of your mercy. Lord, I pray even now that you would allow us to be your hands and feet in this time. Allow us, Lord Jesus, to die to ourselves and live evermore to you. Lord, we love you. We really love you. And I pray that we would keep your commandments and that we would be holy because you're holy. Father, and that you would prepare us in this time that we're living in now. Lord Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for those things. In your mighty name, amen.